In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Back to our series of treasures. Let's continue reading the Epistle of St. John, the first one. In chapter 4, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. We said last time that he's speaking about false prophecies and false teachings. It was always there that the church fighting against all false teaching. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming, and is now already in the world. So devil always focus on trying to make people not to believe in God and the Son of God, the real God, our Lord Jesus Christ. And all teachings which will focus upon making Christ a normal man or a myth and not a true God and true man in one person is always Antichrist. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Who is in you? That the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ himself, is in you. So you, little children of God, are stronger than anyone, because the Spirit of God inside you, the Spirit of devil inside the world people, and the Spirit of Christ inside the people of Christ. So we are stronger. When we speak about the Spirit, the real power in heart, we are much stronger. Although we are little children, yes, we are stronger in spirit. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world. So people related to the world will speak the world meanings. They speak about money, they speak about flesh, lusts, they speak about power, wealth. That's the world. So they always speak their language. And we, people of God, should have different speech. We speak words of eternal life, words of the Bible. Therefore, they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. So if you find out that most of the people are just following what the world is speaking, don't worry, because that's very natural, that's expected, because they speak the same language. But they will not follow us because we speak different language. We speak about love, about mercy, about Christ, about serving everyone, about loving everyone. We are different. We are of God. He is repeating, we are in him, we are of him, we are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. So, for those who is seeking the truth, who is faithful to God, who wants to know exactly who is the real God, they will listen to us. They will follow us one day. But for those who choose to go the devil way, they do not want to listen to the truth. They choose to be people of the world. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So the spirit of truth will tell everyone there is only one God, and the Son of God is the Lord Jesus Christ. He came to save us. God is love. Everyone is invited, is called to be son and daughter of God through the faith, baptism, the church. That's the truth. But you know, the error is everywhere, and people like to follow the error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. The main theme of Christianity is God is love. And the main commandment in the Bible is just love. Love God and love people. And for anyone who cannot love God or love people, they are not of God. They cannot be people of God because they fail to love. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. So the sign of being newborn, being born of God, new creature, because you can love everyone. If you fail to love people, you are not the son of God. Even if you are baptized, still, the Spirit of God is not, you know, guiding you to love people. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. That's very simple and very true. Because God is love, if you do not love people, you cannot say that I know God. You do not know the real God. If you know the real God, you should follow Him. You should be like Him. You should love everyone. And this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world. So again, when we speak about God is love, God is love meaning that He was not just emotional love. He did not love people silently, but He acted with this love. He sent His only begotten Son to save people. So Christ died for us because of God's love. God has sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation of our sin. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. So there is always a relationship between God's love, the active love of God, who came to save us, and then He commanded us to love everyone because of His love. So being redeemed with the power of love on the cross, we should go and love everyone with the same power. No one has seen God at any time. He's speaking about God the Father. No one can see Him. If we love one another, God abides in us. So although we cannot see Him by our eyes, but you know, we can feel the presence of God inside us when we practice Christian love. So God may not be seen because He is the unlimited God, but we can feel Him. We can enjoy our relationship with Him. We can make sure that He is there inside us through love. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in Him, and He is in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. Another proof of God's love, not only He came to redeem us, but also He sent His Spirit. So that's a very precious gift of Him. He did not give us just gifts of life, gifts of caring, but He gave us Himself. He died for us, and also He sent His Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. So the testimony of the church is to witness all of it, that God is there, God is love, God sent His only begotten Son to save man. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. So to abide in God and God in you, you need to confess the true faith. You need to confess the creed. You need to believe from all your heart in God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And also you need to love others. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he is in God. We have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. So this, you know, kind of bond to God we are unified with Him, with the Spirit, through practicing love. When we just love people, we care for them, we serve them, we forgive them, we give them, we defend them, we think of their needs, we are always for them, not for ourselves. When we practice this Christian love, we now abide in God and He is in us. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. So if we live our life in love, now we are waiting for this day, the day we will see Christ face to face. So the day of judgment, we will be perfected just being sons and daughters of love. We are living our life in love. Because as He is, so are we in this world. We are following Him. He lived in this world in love, totally in love. So if we live this love life, we can be like Him. So we are just waiting for Him to take us to heaven. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. You know, if we cannot love people, you will live your life in fear. Maybe you are afraid of people because you fail to love them. But moreover, you are afraid of the day of judgment. Because in this day, the perfect one is the one who just lived in love. It's not how much you prayed, how much you fast, how much you give your money, but how much you lived your life in love. That's to be perfected. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. Also, you can understand this verse in another way. People may be afraid of God, but God is love. So if you love Him and love people, you are not, you know, very much afraid of Him. It has nothing to do with the holy fear. You still fear God in the right way, but you are not just afraid of Him to punish you, because you have a real loving relationship with God. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love Him because He first loved us. Another truth, that we did not start the loving story. We are, you know, responding back to His love. God loved us before we were created. So we are the sons and daughters of His love. So we love Him back. If someone says, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? People may be religious in a way that they used to go to the church, they fast, they pray, but they are not focusing about loving their brothers. That's not a real Christian life. This is kind of hypocrisy. That was not the will of God. So if anyone say, "I love God," and hates his brother, he is just a liar. Because you can never love God through love and you still hate your brother. That's not real love. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from Him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. So in order to tell God, "I love you," you have to love your brother. Your brother meaning that everyone. Everyone on earth you should love him, even the enemy. So you can pray, "I love you, God," and this is the proof that you love people. When we speak about love, as we mentioned many times, it's not the emotional love. It's the practical love. Love endures everything. Love makes you deny yourself. You just forget about yourself and you care for others. That's the real love. Chapter 5. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves him, who begot, also loves him who is begotten of him. So, you know, that's the main pillar of Christianity. The cornerstone of Christianity is to believe in Christ as the real Messiah, the real Son of God, God of God, true light of true light. And if you believe this, now you are in His family, in God's family. You belong to the kingdom of heaven because of this faith. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves Him, who begot, also loves Him who is begotten of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments. So if you love the Son, you love the Father. And if you love the Son, you love all the people, because the Son of God became one of them. He took our image, He became man. So we should love all men because of Him. When we love God and keep His commandments, for this is the love of God, and we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome. Most of people say that the commandments of Christ are heavy. But you know, if you love Him, you will not feel this burden, because you are happily doing His commandments. You want to please Him. You feel happy when you just labor to do His commandments. So if you feel like the commandment is very heavy, that's exactly lack of love. His commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God overcome the world. And this is the victory He has overcome the world, our faith. So our faith is the victory, meaning that when we believe in God, we believe in His kingdom, we believe in eternal life, so we can overcome all lusts in this world. We will not fear anything. Who is he who overcome the world but he who believed that Jesus is the Son of God? So being people of God, we believe in Him, we can easily, you know, overcome this world. This is He who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Why He said water and blood? Simply because He came to die. His blood is the source of our salvation. And the blood through the water, through the water and the Spirit, we got this gift of salvation. We are born again. We became His people. So He came with water and blood. Not only by water, because, you know, water with no blood of Christ have no power. It's not kind of washing out our flesh, our bodies, but we have to wash inside our souls from all sins, and this needs His blood. The power of His blood stands before the power of the Spirit and the water in baptism. Not only by water, but by water and blood. It's the Spirit who bears witness, because the Holy Spirit gave us this new life through baptism. It's the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. So the Father, the Logos, and the Holy Spirit witnessing for the truth. That's the truth. God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth: the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one. So, when you look to the church, the truth is inside the church through the Holy Spirit working through the water of baptism and the blood of Eucharist. So we are living in the truth, inside the church, witnessing to the truth. Because we have the Holy Spirit, we are drinking of the blood of Christ in the Eucharist, and we all were baptized through the Spirit and the water. Glory to God. Amen.